Hey, this is J.R. McNair. Once again, we are in the house at the Millionaire Mastermind Academy in the Grand Hyatt Regency downtown. Listen, I told y'all we were going to have some amazing content today. All these great people coming in. It's been great. We've been having a good time. AJ, you been enjoying yourself, brother?
We've been having an amazing time. We have so many wonderful people here at the Millionaire Mastermind Academy. Who we got with us today? Who we got with us right
Listen,
now?
Listen, man, we are having some phenomenal people from two great organizations that are here. We have Miss Lewis. Tell the people hello, Miss Lewis.
Well, hello, everyone. Good morning and good afternoon. God bless you.
Most definitely. And we have Miss Eccles right here. Tell them hello.
Hi, everyone.
Listen, we are going to get straight into this great content. I was looking at all these great people, so We got a lot of celebrities here. We have all these different people here. And, you know, we got to keep people safe, right?
So, that's right.
So, you know, I walked up in one of these rooms somewhere, and they was like, hey, where you going? Like,
right.
Who are you? And I said,
forearms to chest. Like, hold on, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Right. I was like, oh, no, they about to hit me up. So they told me who they were and what they were doing. I said, wow, that's amazing. That's doing some great things. And we have Miss Lewis here to talk to us about this great organization and what they're doing to protect people, executive protection, et cetera. Tracy, tell the people what y'all do, who you are, and all this good stuff.
Well, I am a graduate and certified executive protection specialist and a private investigator. What we do is we do something that's a little bit more higher than just security. We protect people on a basis to where, as you know, you wouldn't even know we're security. And we could do it all over the world.
Wow, that's amazing. I have a friend of mine who's Secret Service, and so he's just doing that thing. And I was like, man, I knew him in high school, but I was like, man, I don't want to walk up to you, but just, you know, give me
that. Get you with a little something you don't know about.
Yeah, you right. know what I mean? So tell me about the company and how long it's been in business and who your ideal customers are.
Well, Failings has been in business for a little. It's been in business for a long time. You know, our owner, the CEO, Dr. Leonard Holyfield, he is away doing some great things. We've been in business for, it's been over 5+ years. And, you know, we've had in the last couple of years over like 50 to 60 different graduates that have come through the school here in Georgia.
Wow, that's amazing.
And we also have some that have been graduating. And we have executive protection specialists all over the United States.
Wow.
All over. Even in the United States as well as international as well.
So in this training academy, what can I expect if I'm going through this training academy? Like, what can I expect to get trained on?
In the training academy, you can expect to be first things first. You can be expecting to be aware of your surroundings. There's times where you're walking to your car, you don't even know that you are suspect to be robbed, or your children are suspect to be taken, or anything, right? Or your mom, or your house is suspect to be robbed. So we teach you the things that you need to know in regarding protecting yourself, as well as protecting the people that you're around, as well as just having that knowledge and that information as to what you should do and how you should be fit, what type of gun you should carry, what type of self-defense skills you need, as well as not just having to put somebody down with your gun, but also just putting them down with your hands.
Now to disabilitate them with your hands.
Yes.
Wow. I'm talking about straight.
Look like I almost did you downstairs.
Look, like straight Bruce Lee on
right.
you. Just boom, knock it out. You know, one-hit punch,
that's
like
right.
boom. You know,
you just have to be aware. You really, really have to be aware. This course, I tell you right now, I'm a graduate. It's been 2 years. I was a student and about 2 years ago, and I was a instructor last year.
Wow.
So, what made you get into this? Where is your background, just personally?
Well, my background is pretty. It's a pretty wide range. I have about 15 years of radio, and I have about 10 to 15 years of PR experience. I have my business degree, and I also have my ministry in divinity, as well as just loving to solve crimes. I solved my first crime when I was 13 years old. It was a robbery.
Oh, wow.
When I was 13.
Really?
And you took him down?
I didn't take him down, but he was caught in like a minute.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
He was caught in a minute.
That's
and
amazing.
And I've always had a rapport with the police officers in my town. When we were about 13, 14 years old, we had a chance to come up with a program called the Y-Team program, where we allowed people to be able to be safe in the neighborhood. Also had a place for kids to go to entertain themselves and be safe at the same time. Mm. This Y-Team program, and I cannot honor enough my mentor. Her name is Evelyn Tooney. So she helped us to put this program together so we can keep bad things out of our neighborhood.
That's
and
amazing.
When we put this thing together, we had, you know, we had them with identification cards mm-hmm. because they were school kids, our friends. And if they had these identification cards, they can come to the Y parties on Fridays.
Members only.
Members only, exactly. Mm-hmm. But they That's lived right. in the neighborhood. This is a way for us to keep out the bad people that were coming to our neighborhood to try to start trouble. So mm-hmm. if they were walking home from the Y party or whatever, and the police pulled them over, all they had to do is show this card. They would say, oh, we know you're cool. You mm-hmm. live in this neighborhood. Just go home.
Right.
That's right.
And the crime went down probably about 15 to 20%.
So you was lowering crime, solving mysteries.
And I do it now.
So. But before she was even able to go in.
You know? See, but you know what? Let me tell you something funny. You know, I was always that person that was at home where somebody ate the last cookie. I was like, all right, who did it?
Who did it, right?
Let me follow the crumbs.
Open your mouth.
I don't want to be eating the pastries. I see some pastries in there like, who took that pastry? Like,
or who ate the last chicken wing or something. Whatever. I just that's the type of person I am. I just like to solve crime.
So one of the things that, you know, is on a more even serious note, in Atlanta, we have a sex trafficking issue. Mm-hmm.
Huge.
That's very dear to my heart. I have a lot of stories regarding
Talk about some of those.
When I was in elementary school, two of my friends in elementary school were raped.
Oh, man.
And so this always been something that I always been wanting to combat. I mean, they were like in elementary school walking home. And, of course, they were sodomized in an alley.
Wow.
And I've seen the one guy that we went to school with. I've seen him about 7 years ago. He's fine. Now, the young lady, I don't know, but that was always something that I was always like, okay, in fear of, especially when kids are walking home to and from. And then when the Atlanta child murderers, this is real, when the Atlanta child murderers was going on down here, I was walking from my aunt's house, because I would go over to my aunt's house and my cousin, we used to walk each other halfway home. Mm-hmm. Now, I was walking down like a pretty busy road in our town, and we had just had like stranger danger, a class about stranger danger. This is what you do when a car comes up to you. If they come up to the side of you, try to run backwards because it's going to be harder for them to put the car in reverse versus you moving. You know what I mean? So I was walking and a car. It was like an old car, one of those old big cars, had pulled up on the side of me, and I'm like, what? They're like, hey, excuse me, come over to the car. And I'm like, no, I'm not. So I wouldn't reverse, ran up to the pizza shop, which was closed, and they backed up and pulled back. And then when I moved forward, they tried to go forward. So I just hurry up and jetted to the next shop that was open, and it was in the wintertime.
Wow.
So after that, I said, no, no more.
Nah, that is amazing. You know, when we look at it, we see these things on TV, and it doesn't really seem real. It seems like, oh, this just happens to people here, happens to people there. You know, Ted Turner's daughter does amazing work in the space of helping to support survivors mm-hmm. of sex trafficking and things of that nature here and throughout the nation.
Oh, yeah.
And I know several of my colleagues and friends that help support the community. We just don't think it's real, so we don't realize how much that happens here.
We have to bring the village back. You know, and I think this is what my thought is. You know, I think as homeowners, there should be something in the home ownership. You know, contract said, okay, I'm a homeowner, but I as a homeowner is going to watch, going to be that village in my community. So if I'm a homeowner and I see kids out there playing in the street, why would I not say, hey, you know, stop, don't play in the street because cars, or give them some knowledge about playing in the street. Why would I not do that? But people are just so easy to turn the other cheek and not say anything. That's why these kids are getting snatched right in front of their houses. And if someone's out there, why not pick up, you know, and say something to these kids, get their license plate. These are the type of things that failings training can help you to understand and to see.
Yeah, so let's talk about your the CEO and the founder of the company. Some why would he want to start this school? Tell me about him and, you know, just about the school a little bit more.
Well, you know, he's a skilled professional. I mean, he's been doing this for like multiple years. He's done so many amazing things. He has multiple awards and, you know, just multiple security certificates and things like that. He's done combat, you know, he's done I can't think of all the karates, the taekwondos, he's done all that.
Yeah.
He's a veteran as well.
Okay, that's amazing. So this is a veteran-owned business.
It's not a veteran. I mean, he's a veteran, but it is his business, but he wants to help veterans as well.
Yeah, no, totally. So, yeah, I mean, we always support all companies, but I always love to even support even more veterans because That's what gives us the freedom to be able to do what we're able to do. I wouldn't be able to sit here and interview you without veterans.
Absolutely.
that have sacrificed their time. And it's not only
and there are a lot of them that are out there that are homeless as well.
Yeah, no, right. Totally. And we have initiatives.
So why not? I mean, they have all the skills. So what we want to do is, you know, as failings, we want to provide them a place to come when they're, you know, feeling like they want to retire, but they can't really do everything that they need to do. But they have that mindset as to how to secure and be safe, you know, and things like that, and also disarm teach people situation. Those combative skills.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. That's
even
amazing.
Though they may be missing an arm or maybe whatever the case may be, but they still have those skills that they were taught in the military.
So what is the price to come to this class, and when are the next ones going to be?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, coming up here in January, from January 18th through the 24th on 2020, the cost for the class is $999.99. It's a 7-day executive protection course. You got to come in. You just got to, you know, we have about 10 to 15 women that are now, you know, certified throughout the world. And women, you know, I cannot encourage you enough to come and take this class. This class will not only help you to understand your situations around you, but your daughters, your friends, and also the people at church, the women, the elderly, and everybody. And just spread the love and teach them what they need to know as far as being safe.
And y'all have them about every 2 months. Y'all have a class.
Yes, absolutely. There's January, March, May, July, and September.
That's awesome. And so tell the people, how do they get in touch with the company?
Well, what you can do, you can visit the website. We have a whole bunch of pictures in regarding everything that we do, the arms and you know, concealed and things like that. You can go to www.phalanxta.com. Get all the information. If women, you want to know exactly about what we can do for you as women, go to EP Women. That's Executive Protection Women.
Okay. And you have an Instagram or Facebook? Do you?
Not for executive protection.
Okay. She got to stay secret.
Okay, I got you. I got you. So, listen, we're so excited with all the work that you've done and what you're currently doing, because we have to protect ourselves and we have to be knowledgeable.
Absolutely.
We have to be knowledgeable. We can't be like, I didn't know. Yeah. With all the internet and with all this knowledge that we have out here,
and it's out there. It's out there. But you just have the first thing you really, really have to just, the first thing you should always have to be aware of your surroundings. That could stop multiple attacks in multiple ways.
Yeah, totally.
And multiple attacks in multiple ways. Just be aware of your surroundings. If you see somebody that is, you know, over in a cut somewhere and they don't look right, then you need to observe. Why are they there?
My wife always tells me, she said, you get off that phone, you need to see what's going on around you. You know what
I'm
saying?
That's how they get people. They just snatch them up and they're like, they don't even know what happened.
What happened?
They don't know the car, or they can't even tell what they're in.
Yeah.
They don't know who took them because they're on the phone with their head down.
With their head down. And yeah, no.
Or get hit.
They get hit. No, that's true. That's true. No, be aware of your surroundings.
First thing,
what would be some other tips that you could give?
Well, you know, when you're in your house, you know how you left your house. When you see there's something, if there's a window that's open, you know you didn't leave open, then there's a problem. You get to your car, you know that there's something sticking on your car, or there you didn't leave it in. If it's looking different, there's a, you know, something smashed, your window is smashed or something like that, then you know that don't get in the car.
Yeah.
Or if you know that you're parked beside a van or something like that, don't park beside a van, because the vans are usually the vans that they're using to traffic kids. So if you're parked beside a van, right, and you're getting into the passenger side, and this van opens up, snatches you in, nobody sees you, they put something up your mouth, you're gone.
Yeah.
Your keys and everything's in your car. And then somebody comes behind them, they say, hey, we got her. They take your car, your keys, and you got everything, your life savings.
Wow.
And nobody knows.
Wow.
So when what happens if somebody parks and there's no van, they come outside and then there is a van, should they call the cops immediately?
Expeditiously.
Mm-hmm.
Expeditiously.
Yeah, most definitely. We have to be aware of our surroundings.
This is some old lady that's coming out shaking. She said, that was my van, officer. And officer's like, no, I wouldn't hear it, Grandma. You're going down.
You shouldn't have parked
right there. But listen, it could be. But that stalker, that person that's trying to track people, could be that old man.
Right.
Yeah, no, totally.
I mean, there's old men that are strong. I've seen some that were like 98 years old. They look like they could be like 25.
Yeah, no, really.
Strong.
You can't discriminate.
Everybody that you don't know is an enemy.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
If you think about it that way.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
That little boy that's riding a bike, he may be doing something for somebody else. They paid him off to go take you out.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't ever know. I mean, it's creative criminals.
That little dude on that little kid is safe from now on bikes.
I'm knocking all little kids off of bikes. You the enemy.
So, yeah. No, but she's totally right. I mean, you don't ever know what's happening, especially in Atlanta through our airport, because it's international. If you all are flying, you all heard people saying, if you see somebody that you feel like is out of the ordinary, tell somebody, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so
I mean, don't be afraid. I mean, because that could be, you could be saving somebody else's life, and not only their life, you could be saving the life of your child or somebody that you know.
That's right.
Most definitely.
And look, as much as we, and if we, as long as we keep on talking and saying something about it, then we are stopping people from getting, you know, trafficked or whatever the case may be.
Deterring it a little bit.
Yeah.
That's awesome. My last question for you is, what is one of the biggest wins or biggest things that you've done in your career thus far as just on your, it doesn't have to necessarily be anything in particular.
The biggest wins I have is my, the biggest win I have, my 30-year-old son.
Oh, wow.
I just had my, he just had my first grandchild, and I seen him for the first time on Thanksgiving.
You're trying to tell us you're a grandmother.
I am.
I mean, she's,
there's no way
he's 30.
That's what
he's,
I was about to say, 30 years. Wow. That's great. And once again, we've been having people on here just drinking from the Fountain of Youth or something like that. I'm like looking at my Dasani water like, man.
Missing out.
But God is good. God is good. Just, you know, and you know, one of the other things is, you know, just getting saved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was another accomplishment.
That's awesome.
Living in the world and just coming back to the light.
Yeah, most definitely. That's great, Tracy. I appreciate your time.
Amen.
And for coming
thank
on.
Thank you so much, JR. I appreciate you guys.
Thank you. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
I promise I won't, you know, rush you to the canvas if you don't do that.
Okay, right. Look. I'm going to try to keep a little safe distance, so we'll make it work.
Thank you. Y'all have a blessed day.
Thank you. And we got our next guest is going to be on here, and that will be Miss Eccles.
Yes.
Yes. Why don't you talk to us about what you're doing as COO of this amazing company?
Yes, definitely. So I am the COO. My name's Sakina Eccles of RJ Pierce Law Group PC, and we are in intellectual property. Our niche is trademark law. So we help you secure the brand through trademarking.
That's amazing.
Yes,
that's amazing.
It is. Yes, yes.
So how long have you been doing that?
So the firm has been open for 6 years.
Okay.
So 6 years, and we have filed to date 739 trademarks.
Oh, y'all been moving.
Yes, we have.
We started as a business development company, mm-hmm. helping to incorporate companies and set up websites, business plans, all the sorts. We're like a mix between like a LegalZoom and a branding house.
No, but not LegalZoom.
Yeah, okay. Right. Look, but no, I would have people always coming to me all the time asking about trademarks.
Yes.
And I'm like, I don't know anybody. And so, I know somebody now. So because they're always like, look, I need to get my trademark. And I'm just like, well, go online. That's been my thing. And so tell us about the Biz Lawyer.
Yes.
and what all you do there.
Okay. So basically, well, we do a lot. But so the Biz Lawyer. You can follow us on Instagram at The Biz Lawyer, and she's the CEO and also the founder. Okay, so she's out of Chicago. So she started, of course, the firm. So to date, we have 5 women on our team.
Wow.
They're all 5 mothers. We all are African-American women.
That's great.
And we are running this firm together.
That's great.
Protect the entertainer and the small entrepreneurs, basically. Especially in our communities, we want to teach and educate the importance of trademarking and protecting our ideas and our branding, you know, so a lot of people steal them.
I had we had a guest on in Marcus Harvey,
mm-hmm. Marcus Harvey, yeah.
from Musa Layer, and he was just saying one of his biggest mistakes that he ever had was not protecting his name,
mm-hmm.
and he actually ended up having to buy back his name and buy back some stuff that if he would have protected it in the beginning, he would have been straight.
Exactly.
Tell the people about when they're getting ready to start a company, when should they set up?
Immediately.
Okay.
So that's what a lot of people don't understand. So as soon as you start a company, you have an idea, you want to protect it through trademarking. And why? It's because it's on a federal level, so it protects you throughout the United States. So especially now in the time and days where we have Instagram, social media, you know, you have clients, you know, across the state. So at one time, maybe it was okay within your state, but now you want to make sure you have that protection, you know, across state lines. And so we can help you with that. So when you want to be a corporation, an LLC, you need to go ahead and get that trademark at the same time. And you should always think big and know that your ideas are going to expand and blow up, just like Pepsi, Coke, or anyone else, so that you already have that protection. Because a lot of days, you know, you don't want someone to do you like 50 Cent did, you know, and run and trademark something prior to you, and then now you can't use the name. Mm. So that's the importance of trademarking. You want to protect it.
That's
a question. So people oftentimes are especially in the African-American community sometimes afraid of trademarking because they feel like it's expensive. Mm-hmm. Is it really as expensive as people may feel like it is?
It's an investment, but it's not as expensive as many people say. Like you just said a moment ago, it's a lot more money on the back end for not trademarking. So like currently our firm, our regular price is $15.97, which includes the filing fee. But right now until the end of the year, we have a discount, so it's only $12.95. Oh, and that also includes the filing fee. So really, it's not that expensive when you're protecting your brand. We love to say, would you build a house on land you don't own?
That's right.
I love that.
No, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So tell us about your competitive advantage in the space, because there are other people that do it. What makes your company special, and why should people come to you all to service your business?
So that's a great question, and I love to answer it. First and foremost, because we are very passionate about it, okay? This is our niche. Like I said, we have filed to date over 700 trademarks. Mm-hmm. Just recently, Rosina Pierce, who is the CEO, was just mentioned as top 100 trademark attorneys.
Wow.
And that's in the United States. So for us to be in the top 100, our firm, and there are countless numbers of trademark attorneys, mm-hmm. and like I said, we are a minority, we are women, we are black, and it's only five of us on this firm, and for us to file that many trademarks and be acknowledged in that top 100, I think it speaks to itself. And we want to empower our community and empower entertainers, and we have some great clients too. Les Brown, young lady who has I'm not going to say that. But anyway, we have some great clients,
that we represent.
And we have gone against a lot of major companies to help our clients get registration. Because you have trademark bullying as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we help
with
that.
How does that take place?
So you have a lot of companies, they might say that part of the word or piece of the word, they're using it when they're actually not. So you can't hold on to a trademark if you're not actually using it in commerce. Mm. So sometimes they might try to prevent someone else from getting it and oppose it while it's in publication, which is part of the process. And so what we do is help to fight or prove that they're not using the actual trademark in commerce. And so then our client can gain that registration. So
y'all do that when you're filing it?
Yes, it's part, yeah, because if they receive an office action in the midst of the process, that's something that we do as your attorney on record. You're not getting that from LegalZoom.
No, that's why I was asking.
Yes, it's included. Now, you will get, sometimes it might be an additional fee depending on what type of issue it is.
Sure.
But we tell all of that up front. Yeah. So it's just a flat rate. So that's another thing about our firm. A lot of other lawyers, they're going to charge you by the hour. We don't do that. Mm-hmm. We give you a flat rate. It's including the filing fees. And if there are any additional costs, we always let you know that up front when you call us for your 15-minute discovery call.
Yeah, because you can then budget. If it's just like, oh, yeah, I'm $800 an hour, then how can I budget that?
Right.
You know, I mean, you give people flat rates, then they can put that in a budget and say, okay, you know, I can account for X amount of money or this amount of money. Then right. they can plan. And you're dealing with entrepreneurs and entertainers, you know, we need to be able to plan and know what we need to allocate in a budget.
Correct. Right. No, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, that's amazing. So tell me about you. And about how did you come into doing this? You know, give me your background.
Well, my background is accounting and finance.
Okay.
Yes, definitely. Me and Rosina Pierce, we met each other through our daughters.
Okay.
And from there speaking and just both having the type of same mindset, we came together and started working together. And it's just been going since. It's been great. We're really passionate about it. Like I said, we both love helping people, especially the underdog.
That's right.
That's Rosina's number one thing, to help the underdog and the underserved.
Okay.
And so that's our culture basically here at the firm. We both are family oriented, married, have children, and so do all the ladies on the firm. So we're driven by all of that.
I love how y'all are like a conglomerate of the same feather.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that.
No, that is great. Yeah. And so you all are, and I like the fact that you all have your niches. You know, you're coming from a financial background, and she's coming from that legal background.
Yes.
But the fact that you are out here making sure that the regular entrepreneur has representation, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And you don't hear that all the time.
Right.
You know, most of the time, you're just a number or a figure. You know, I won't even mention the other people's organization, but I will just say that sometimes these other bigger firms or bigger entities, then you're just a number. Oh, you're file number 0049824. You know,
no, right.
And but with you all, it sounds as though you all really are there to make sure that people have a good place in the marketplace.
Oh, definitely. And we're really personable. And, you know, we have it where they can call us, they can text us, of course, email, DM in the Instagram. But the other thing that's a difference from us and other law firms when we're filing your trademark applications is that we allow you to be a part of the process.
Okay.
So we usually will send certain parts of the application to our clients so they can review it and approve it. And then we'll send them the entire application once we're finished with it so they can electronically sign it themselves.
Yeah.
And then it will come back to our firm for us to file. So they know exactly what was on their application prior to it being filed. A LegalZoom or some other attorneys, they just fill it out, send it. You don't know what's on it. You've never seen it. So you really don't feel a part of the process, or you couldn't even answer questions because you don't know what was on there. So we want you to be involved. We want you to know what's going on with your information. And we're there to answer any questions that you have.
Are you all registered agents as well for companies?
Some of them we are. It just depends. We actually, our law degrees are coming out of Chicago. Okay. So you do have to be in Chicago for us to be able to do that on a state level, unlike with trademarking, which is on a federal level. So, yes, but we can represent out of Illinois.
That's great. Mm-hmm. So right now, where is the company? What do you all as a organization, where are you guys, what's your vision? What is your vision for helping people as far as, like, numbers-wise? I want to hear specifics.
Nonstop.
Okay.
Nonstop.
Okay.
We're trying to get everybody. We want to get everyone out there, all entrepreneurs. But we know everyone's not our client,
sure,
obviously. But we want to service everyone who should be our client.
That's right.
And we want to take this as far as it can possibly go. We recently had, actually, an entrepreneur, Sarah, with, like, prom,
okay,
back in August here in Atlanta. And it was phenomenal. It was great. Everyone loved it. And they asked, when's the next one next year?
Yeah.
So we're branching into other things. Rosina, currently we're about to launch a coaching program,
okay,
a mastermind mogul, Marks of the Mogul,
okay,
coaching program in January, where,
okay,
now she's actually going to coach entrepreneurs and help them to basically scale their businesses, and learn how to double their income, their revenue, have, you know, different streams of revenue. So we're branching into that now. Just, you know, basically changing mindsets. A lot of times, a lot of entrepreneurs, especially us, we underprice in regards to our services. We don't charge enough. We don't see our value, or we think that someone is not going to pay. And we're trying to put out there and teach them, you know, charge what you're worth. Because we do it too sometimes,
yeah,
you know. So, you know, we're just going into all of those different facets. Like I said, we have some other, you know, other clientele that might be already established. But even with that, still, it's still that educational piece, making sure that they understand the importance of intellectual property, protecting it, and making sure that we're making our things ours, that we own them, so that these other companies and other people can't bully us and take our ideas, because it happens too much.
No, especially in industries like fashion,
beauty,
and beauty,
yeah,
music, all these things. Owning it, once you have that brand, what position does that put them in? Can they sell these things? Talk about that.
So it's so much with trademarking that a lot of people need to be educated on. You can license out your trademark.
Mm-hmm.
It's an asset to your company. So a good example of that would be, let's say, Popeye's Chicken.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have Popeye's Chicken and someone sold you the restaurant, but not the trademark, right? So you have all these Popeye restaurants, but they took the sign down. So how are you going to get consumers to come in and eat your chicken without them knowing what it tastes like already, right?
Just like Popeye's Chicken.
Right.
That's what you said.
But
yeah,
if you, exactly, but they don't know that. They just know this is the rest, where's the sign? You put up Mama's Chicken. They don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But if you purchase that trademark, and what's that price of purchasing that Popeye sign? Because that's where the money is at. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, right? So because everyone already knows that branding already.
Brand recognition.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So once you purchase that, and you put that Popeye sign, now you got people running in again because they know already that brand. So that's the importance of it. But someone can, let's say, someone wants to just license part of Popeye's or use parts of it. So whoever owns that trademark can license out and giving you permission to use part of, you know, the name. But you would have to get that permission. So that's back to that ownership.
Yeah.
Of having that brand. It's yours. No one else can use it. So just one other thing. And, of course, you know, I'm being a parrot here because Rosina Pierce, Jasmine, and Deborah are our attorneys.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm COO, but still I know this stuff inside and out because of them. But the other piece of that is also, let's say you want to sell it. Like I said, sell it, license it out, you can also coexist within the market with someone else. So like Mac, you have Mac Makeup, you have also Mac Computers. But because they do two different industries, they can coexist. Mm-hmm. So there are several classifications you can file under trademarking too. Mm-hmm. And that's what a lot of people don't know. They might trademark in one class and think they're protected across the board, and they're not. Mm-hmm. You can't put that trademark name on a T-shirt if you didn't cover it under apparel. Mm. You understand? You're not covered. So you can't, you don't have any legal recourse at that time. Mm. So just educating people so they understand all of those things. You know, you can't trademark an idea like a rideshare company, Uber, right? That's why you have Lyft and stuff. That would be a monopoly. But you can trademark Uber. So they're still the leaders in that industry. But if you could sell Uber the name, imagine how much that's worth just to be able to throw that on the rideshare versus just rideshare, you know? So just those different things, teaching them so everyone can understand. You know, it's important.
This is extremely important. I just was having a conversation with someone about all of these Marvel movies, and you see all the different superheroes, and and how Spider-Man is in all the Marvel movies, but he's not a trademark that's owned by Marvel. They have to license it, I believe, from Sony or one of the organizations. Yeah, and then they have it, so every movie that he's in, they have to get that in. And somebody was telling me about the Fantastic Four and how they have it's a small company that bought it from the big company early on, and they still keep it. Mm-hmm. And so they have to agree to put out X amount of movies, but they own it. Nobody can do anything with that particular, whether it's in the movies or whatever, because as you mentioned, it's so many divisions. You might have somebody that owns the rights to the movie, somebody that owns the right to the action figures.
But who's the owner of the trademark?
Who's the owner of the trademark of it? Yeah. These are some things that are extremely important, and I think that we need to understand these things now more than ever.
Yes.
You know, especially with the internet being as it is, you know, and it's so much, anybody can pop up a blog or something out there, and it's like, hey, you know, this is my name, this is my reputation. But you don't have it protected. So it's like, well, you ain't got to protect it, so I'm going to use this.
Oh, and they are doing it. Yeah. We hear it every day.
Oh, yeah.
Every day someone called, we gain clients because someone stole their name.
Yeah.
Or they see someone using the name on Instagram. They've reached out to them and told them, you're infringing on my trademark. And then we go out there. And there's some people who tell you that, and they really haven't.
Yeah.
So you have to go out there and look. It's public knowledge to go out there on the USPTO website, which is the United States Trademark and Patent Office website. And you can check for names. But that's why we also, you know, always advise, don't put the TM behind your name. Don't use the R, that's fraud, to put the R with the circle behind your name unless you actually are registered. You could put the TM behind your name, but when you put it behind your name, make sure you have your application on file.
Yeah.
Because if you put it there and someone then goes to check and see it's not there, that doesn't stop them from going ahead and trying to file that trademark before you, you know. So don't bluff. You know, really take care of your stuff and protect yourself. It's serious, you know.
Yeah, no, this is really serious. I always tell people to protect themselves from a corporation or an limited liability company standpoint. Mm-hmm. And but you're talking about protecting a brand. You spend all this time, money, and energy developing in this brand, and it's not protected. It's so important. It's extremely important. So now I know that I have somebody to contact. I will be reaching out.
Yes.
Tell people how they can get in touch with you.
Yes, our website is www.rjpiercelaw.com. And then on Instagram, you can follow us at The Biz Lawyer. DM us. We will get back to you. We're very responsive. And you can also email us at info@rjpiercelaw.com as well. And we love to assist you. We're out of Chicago. We're out of Atlanta. But it doesn't matter what state you're in. This is on a federal level. Call us. We got you. Let's secure the brand.
Most definitely. Before you go out, I want you to give everybody a tip, just a business tip, something that you can give them that would be some wisdom that they could utilize when they're going out here doing what they're doing.
Well, always do your research, regardless of whom it is that you're working with. It's important to do your research, your due diligence for yourself, because this is something you're investing in, and it's your baby. And I have to go back to that question. Ask that question to yourself. Would you build a house on land you do not own? And everyone should say no, because why would you build a house for someone to come in who owns the land and say, get this house off of here. This is my land. I don't want it here. It's the same with trademarking. Don't build a brand that you don't own. Trademark.
Hey, all day.
Famous last words.
We love it. Thank you so much, Ms. Eccles, for coming on here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
We appreciate y'all. And y'all going to have all the information and the links provided to this. So once again, until the next time, this is Velocity Radio.